Okie dokie. So let's see. Today is December 2nd, 2003. And we're actually doing a different lesson today from the Alexander and I. I'm sure it's somewhere in there, a similar one. But this was from my training program. And it is called Praying. And it was taught August 9th, 1976. So again, I'm sure at some point in time I will find a replica in the Alexander and I, but for today we're doing another version. So begin as you usually do of lying on your back on the floor and taking a moment to observe what your contact is like with the floor. Notice how your shoulders are resting, shoulder blades are resting on the floor. What part of your head makes contact with the floor? How your lower back and pelvis is resting on the floor? How are your legs lying on the floor? And then take a moment to tune into your breath and your breathing. We've talked about, in other lessons, the four parts of the breath, the inhalation, the pause, the exhalation, and the pause. And without trying to change any of those parts, just become aware of them. And then take another moment to bring your awareness and your attention down to that area we call the tanden. We haven't discussed it or brought it into lessons for a while. So it's the area right below where your belly button is. In between your belly button and the pubic bone. And as you draw your attention there, observe whether or not there's tension or any kind of holding or contraction, or there's freedom there. Can your breath actually expand all the way down there? Now, bring your hands together right over your chest, and your palms are going to be together like a prayer position. So it means all the fingers are touching, and as much as possible, your thumbs and the outside where the pinky is, the heel of the hands. And throughout the lesson, when we come to, I'll call it the prayer position, this position, you really want to maintain keeping the hands together, the palms together. So begin to do a movement of starting to take the hands in an upward direction over your head, not up towards the ceiling, but up over your head. So you just take them up, and then you come back to your starting point over your chest. Just feel what's involved with your arms, what happens with your ribs. Does anything begin to happen in your lower back? And slow it down a little bit. Go really slow with these movements today. Good. Now pause for a moment so that you can roll to your side and come up to sitting. And sitting with your legs crossed, observe which way you prefer to cross your legs and bring your palms together in front of you to pray, or in the prayer position. because we're not actually praying. But it's interesting how the formation of prayer, what movement it generates. There's cultures that spend a lot of time doing this. So begin to take the hands. Again, this would be upward. Now it will be up towards the ceiling because that's where the top of your head is. So you take them up and bring them once again back down. And again, try to go slow with the movement. And there's three possibilities with your head, your face, and your eyes. So one possibility is to keep your head and your eyes on the horizon, which is straight out in front of you. So just observe what it's like to do that while you raise your arms, but you keep your head and your eyes on the horizon. And then another option is that as you begin to take the arms, the hands up, your head and your eyes follow. So this encourages your back and your spine, your trunk, to now participate. So your chin, in a way, follows the movement of the hands. And feel as your chin moves away from your throat, how that creates extension and arch in your spine. And with this lesson, it's not important. There's no goal to, like, straighten the arms or get them up as far as possible. So it's really a lesson about feeling the relationships of what happens with your shoulders, arms, spine, your head and your eyes. So make it soft, that's it, and comfortable. And now the other option is that as you take your arms up, you can begin to have your head and your eyes look down. So it's as if you were looking down where your legs are crossed. Good. And pause in sitting. Just rest in sitting. You may want to change the crossing of your legs. And it's quite interesting to observe why one leg is more comfortable in front of the other, which has to do with the hip joints. Okay, bring your hands, your palms together again. And this time, turn your whole self in a way to the right. So your trunk, your torso, your arms, and your head, all to the right. So you just pivot to the right, and that becomes your starting point. Okay? So just turn the whole trunk to the right and stay there. And now start to take the hands up and follow with the head and the eyes, and then come back down. That's it. Good, Bev. Nice and slow. That's good. Slow. There you go. Because you're doing, that's it. You're doing too much arm and not enough spine. Okay? So as you go right there, that's it. Chin up, spine, arch. Better, much better. I want you to go that speed. Good. Come back to the center. Turn yourself to the left. And continue the same idea. So your whole trunk is turned to the left and you take the arms up. Your head and your eyes, your chin moves away from your throat. And begin to pay attention to this relationship between your chin and your sternum. So for some people, when the chin moves away, the sternum actually depresses down. Which gives you the feeling as if your head, your neck shrinks down into your shoulders. So imagine that there would be like a string attached or a hook from the sternum right in between your breasts to your chin. So as the chin goes up, that part of the sternum must lift up too. Feel how different that... There, that's it. How different that is. Very nice. Okay. Let it go and rest on your back. It's a lot of work sitting up. So as you continue to lie on your back, bring your palms together in the prayer position over your chest. Please bend your left knee and bring your left foot to standing. Okay, left foot. The other left, that's right. And now in this position, you're going to begin to direct the arms once again above your head, taking them up. And as you do so, you begin to press your left foot into the floor as if to roll to the right. So think to the right. That's it, Bev. And take your time with this movement so that you feel the timing involved. So maybe let's back up. Perhaps start the movement with the pressing of the foot, and then as that triggers the trunk, then the arms begin to move. That's better. And really look up at the fingertips. So what is it like to use your eyes to stretch and look up? Again, think about that relationship between your chin and the sternum. Is it easier now in a lying down position for the sternum to lift up? Come back to the center and rest on your back. Bring your hands together again over your chest in the prayer position. Bend your right knee. Bring your right foot up to standing. And start again by pressing your right foot into the floor. And then you start to direct the arms up as you roll to the left. Your eyes follow the movement of your hands. And go slow. Good. And pause and rest on your back. Roll to your side, come up to sitting again, sitting with your legs crossed. Bring your palms together in front of you. Fingers are pointed towards the ceiling. And this time with your eyes closed, begin to do the movement of taking your arms up and back down. So you keep this time your head and your eyes, so to speak, on the horizon, but your eyes are closed. And just feel how soft and effortless the movement can be, that the elbows and your shoulders remain relaxed in your back. If you're experiencing any tension, where is the tension? And can you just think about that spot and it will start to let go? Now just pause for a moment in sitting. Can rest your hands, just rest for a moment. Now bring your palms back together again, and this time you're going to open just your right eye. So that means to keep your left eye closed. And you're going to watch with your right eye to follow your hands. So this time your right eye goes up, your head goes up, your chin moves away from your chest. Your sternum lifts. Just notice, what is it like for you to look with the right eye? Is this difficult? Is there tension in the muscles around the right eye? All of us have a dominant eye that we use. One eye usually is for nearsightedness and the other for farsightedness. That's it. Really pay attention to the muscles around your eye. That's it. And how does this affect your breathing? Pause and rest again in sitting. You can change over the crossing of your legs. Bring your palms back together. And this time, let's have your left eye be open and your right eye closed. And looking with your left eye, follow the hands going up. The chin moves away from the chest and the sternum lifts. Is it easier to have one eye open? How do you feel, sense, and experience the muscles around the left eye now? Good. Let it go and rest on your back. Please roll to your side again. Come up to sitting. This time, sit with your left leg bent in front of you and the right behind. So it's the side sitting position. Left leg bent in front. That's it. Right leg. So let the knee flop down. There you go. Bring the hands into prayer position and turn yourself more to the left. Should be a little more comfortable. Yeah? Okay. And in this position, begin to start bringing your arms up towards the ceiling, as well as your head and your eyes. And see if you can turn a little further to the left as you go up. And then come down. And is anything happening in your pelvis, in your belly, that area that we brought into play this morning, the tanden? The pubic bone should begin to tilt down. So that moves away from the sternum. You get longer on your front side. So you look up towards your fingers. Now begin to look down. So as your arms continue to go up, can your head and your eyes look down? Slower. Slower. Okay, rest on your back. Return to sitting in the same way. However, this time bring your hands into the prayer position in front of you. So you keep your trunk forward. And close your right eye so only the left eye open. Palms together again. And looking with your left eye, as you look up and follow the hands, you turn to the left as well. So you're going up and twisting. Bev, have that right knee down. No, the side sitting position. Just what we did before. Put that foot, there you go. There you go. So you turn at the same time as going up, and you're looking just with the left eye. And then you come back to the center. That's it, Bev. What do you need to do in the left hip? That's it. That's better. And then you come back. Same with you, Valentina. That's it. Start to move that left hip. And then let it go back. Look up, 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 up with that left eye. Imagine this is what people in the Middle East spend a lot of time doing, is praying. So in a way, they facilitate a lot of movement in their body too. Does it change the movement for you if you think about that? Okay, rest on your back again. And as you're resting, take a moment to tune in to the four parts of your breath, the inhalation, the pause, the exhalation, and the pause. Notice the area of the Tan Den. That's nice. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. And this time we'll change over the legs. So it means the right leg is bent in front and the left leg is bent behind. Bring your hands into the prayer position and turn yourself to the right. So that's your starting point. And then just begin to take the arms up. Follow with your head and your eyes and come back down. Look for the connections of your hands, again, relating to your back and to your ribs. Can you feel as your fingertips and arms elongate upwards, what happens with the ribs on the backside? Is this question about reaching, is reaching really about the shoulder joint, or is there a relationship to the trunk and the ribs? Very good. Come back to the center. Just pause for a moment in sitting. And now this time you're going to start from the center position, and as you begin to raise your arms up, turn to the right with just the right eye open. So you're looking with the right eye, twisting to the right. Very nice, Bev, as you go up. And feel how that affects, how does the turning and the twisting to the right and the looking of your right eye affect the left hip joint? That's nice. Very nice, Bev. That's it, Valentina. Look with the right eye. Look up and over. And can you just imagine that you were living in some tribe doing a prayer to some kind of, let's say, the sun god? And again, how does that affect the way in which you move? If we add a different kind of intention to the movement. Okay, rest on your back. Now this time, please roll to your side and you're going to come up onto a kneeling position. So it'll be your right foot standing and your left knee. Right foot and come up onto the left knee. So come up onto your knees and now bring the right foot up. The knight position. Sure you can. Remember, can't is not a word in my vocabulary. It's a question of how. There you go. It's so interesting to observe what contains us, why we go into that place for ourselves. Okay, bring our palms together. Tell you a story about Mia. Mia and I are doing handstands against the bathroom door, and she keeps on falling. And I said to her, "Why are you falling? I can't do it." I said, "No, you can do it. Why are you keeping falling?" Finally, she told me, "I'm afraid that the door is going to move." So once I told her that the door wouldn't move, she could do it. You see, we allow outside things to affect how we control ourselves in our own body. It's all in the head. Yep. So in this position, you begin to turn slightly to the right, so you're a little bit more balanced. That's it, over the right leg, and begin to take the hands up and your head and your eyes as if you were reaching for the sky. And come back down. That's it. And again, really pay attention now to what happens through your back, your spine. And the more that you take the arms up over you. So, Valentina, if you go out too far out away from you, do you feel the work in your buttocks and thighs to balance you? It takes a lot more work. You want to go up, right over yourself. That's it. Because then you get the length. So again, feel the chin goes up to follow the hands. The sternum lifts up. The ribs in the back arch. The length underneath the armpits. Good. Okay, pause. Just come back to sitting. Can you sit on your knees? Can you guys go down to your knees and sit? Sit on your knees and your feet for like child's pose? That's it. Okay, come back up to the same position. So that means the right foot standing. Okay? Now, this time, you're going to take the hands up, but your head and your eyes will look down. And as your head and your eyes look down, you start to sit your buttocks back down onto the left heel. So you go back with your body as the arms, that's it, Valentina, but your head and eyes go down. So stay prayer position, hands up, head down, and sit back. Think of sitting there. No, you're okay. No. I've got you. Come back there. And come back. Put your hands together. Okay. Sit onto the left hip. Left. That's it. Bab. Excellent. And then we come up. Good. And you don't have to go all the way back. That's it. Just do little. That's it, Valentina. But look down more, Valentina. Down. Your eyes follow your pelvis. Your hands go up. Okay, rest. Good. Okay, everybody rest on your back for a moment. Praying's tough stuff. It's actually a really, when I traveled, not just through Europe, but more into Egypt and the Middle East, it's really a very profound experience to be places like train stations and where everybody, all of a sudden, there's these, I think, isn't it five times during the day where it's that moment of prayer and silence, and that everybody, wherever they are, does it. It's a really awesome experience. I think it's an awesome experience that exists. We move too fast here for that. We've lost that. Okay, let's come up again, and this time we're going to change the legs. So it means the left foot stands and the right knee is down. So you start on your knees and then you bring the left foot up to standing. Bring your hands back into the prayer position. You turn slightly to the left and you start to take the arms up with the head and the eyes. The chin really moves away from the chest, opens the throat. And then you come back down. Feel the length underneath the armpits. That's it, Bev. Nice. And notice the placement of your feet with your knees. You know, is there a greater sense of balance with this side, or was it easier on the other side? Now see if you can just transition into the next movement, which means that you start to lower your head in between your hands and at the same time lower your right buttocks down towards your right heel. So you're going to sit, and then you come up again. That's it, Bev. So you take the pelvis back, stick your butt out, Falk. Stick more. More on the right leg. It's the right butt. Just think, there. That's, yes. There. Stick your tail out. Good. Good. Okay, we'll take a moment to rest on your back. I always think these lessons are appropriate at this time of year anyways. Okay, roll to your side and come up one more time, this time onto both knees. So your knees are together. Stand on your knees. That's it. They can be a slightly, like a little bit apart. There you go. Palms together. Okay. And this time, as you take your hands up, you're going to lower your head and take your tail back to sit so that you go all the way back to sitting and your hands should come forward and end up eventually on the floor. So you really take your head back, you look down, and you end up going into like child pose. That's it, Valentina. So head down, hands up, but as your tail goes back, your hands go forward towards the floor, Bev. That's it. Yeah. But stretch them out all the way. There. Now sit back on your bottom. Okay, go slow. Now head, okay, come to the starting position. Starting position. Sit, 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 sit. Okay, now look up, up. Drop the head. Sit, sit. Arms stay long. Sit, sit, sit. And as you go to lift up, you first lift your head to lift the arms. And you come all the way up to the ceiling. And then you lower the head, sit the tail back, and then the arms lower to the floor. That's it. And up. That's it, Valentina. All the way to the floor. Stop there now. Lift the head first. Look at the hands, then raise the arms. Go back down. Look at the hands. Now, together, lift the head. No, look at the hands. Now, keep it there, and now lift the head and the arms together. Up. Up. That's better. Told you, praying's hard work. Good. Okay. Let it go and rest on your back. Wow. So go ahead and just rest on your back now. It's a fairly simple concept, simple movement to remember, that you can practice. So continue lying on your back, and one last time, just bring your hands over your chest to the prayer position, and just very gently, quietly bring them above your head and back. And just feel what the movement is like for you now. What's changed since the beginning of the lesson? What is your experience of the movement? Can you pay attention to your breath and your breathing, the four parts, at the same time that you're moving your arms? Is there a lightness in the movement now? And then can you draw your attention down to that area again called the tanden, that area in between your belly button and the pubic bone? Feel the relationship to becoming open down there as your arms lift above you. Can you feel from this movement how it creates a sense of openness? And at the same time, you may also feel vulnerability. Good. Okay, and bring that to a close. Rest quietly on your back, taking note of how you're experiencing yourself on the floor now. For you, what has changed in this last hour? What did you enjoy about the lesson? What felt difficult or challenging? What part of the lesson do you think you'll even remember that you could work on your own time? Besides the concept of prayer, what other situations can you see a relevance to with these movements? Reaching? Okay, so taking your time, roll to your side, come up to sitting and standing. And as always, take a good period of time in standing to really sense how your weight is now distributed onto your feet, the sense of what we call posture in your stance, how you feel, how your shoulder blades feel, where your arms hang alongside your body, how much weight is distributed between the heel and the toes of each foot. And then go ahead and take a walk around the room. Sense what it's like in walking. Okay. So everybody have a nice day.